All right, guys, coming up now, amazing. I need everybody to pay attention to this amazing, incredible story. Now, this is an example of Islam transcending nationalism, and especially those who are Croatian or Serbian. I really need you guys to pay attention because there's somewhat of a barrier I've seen in this part of the world, but Islam transcends it. And Jelko, my next guest, is a testimony to that. He's Croatian. He is a champion, 7-degree Olympic team in Bosnia. And he ends up meeting a Muslim, trying to get the Muslim to go to the nightclubs, hanging out. But he's seeing something special about this man, his honesty, his integrity, his devotion to prayer, to God. And that really has him thinking, because he's connecting. He wants to connect, you know, the physical with the spiritual. He's got the physical in Taekwondo, but he's missing the spiritual. So now God guides him, hooks him up with this Muslim, and you're going to be amazed. I don't want to give it away, so you're going to have to sit through this interview to find out what happens next. Amazing. That's all I can say. Enjoy. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. How you guys doing? We're still in Bosnia. Wonderful people we're meeting with some wonderful stories. And this one is no exception. You're going to be a little bit patient here because we got a translator. And the story was so... I've been trying to find people who speak English, but this story is so unique and really inspirational that we're going to bring it to you in the original Bosnian language. And we got an interpreter for you. And I met former Jelko, today Zaid, and transcending nationalism to coming to Islam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Kako si?
Alhamdulillah, kako si ti?
Dobro, alhamdulillah. Drago mi što ti imamo na program. Can you have, to start off in the beginning, on his quest, to where, how he came to the point where he really started to, you know, seek purpose. He was a martial artist, is that correct? And he wanted to connect, you know, the martial art, training the body, but also the soul, which so many people, they neglect that.
Kaže, to je kreš od početka, ono, bio se sportista i tijelo je bilo, jel, u dobroj formi, sada je došao do duše, da od početka malo kreneš s tim, da opišeš.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Pa šta reći? Naravno, kao mlad čovjek, pogotovo iz borilačkog sporta, postavlja si možda više pitanja nego neki sportista ili neko ko nije sportista. Mi u borilačkom sportu, kad je u pitanju sam spot kojeg obavljam, taekwondo, kaže slogan taekwondo, znači ta je noga, kvon ruka i do put. Put ka skladu materije i duše. Ajde, na treningu radimo, trening za ono što je materijalno, ali gdje je taj do, gdje je taj put, šta je taj put? Iščitavajući razno razne literature, azijske filozofije i tako dalje, nametala su se još neka dodatna pitanja i otvarala su se neka nova pitanja. Kao što je pitanje, recimo, taj duhovni uzdizanje, duhovni put, sklad toga, šta je to duša? Šta je duša? I tako dalje. Međutim, kad je u pitanju odgovor na ta pitanja, nisam uspio baš u potpunosti naći. Sve više iščitavajući tu literaturu, sve više se sa pitanja nametala. Ali ima jedan detalj, recimo, u vojsci gdje sam služio bivšu jeste.
Možda da prevedem ovaj prvi dio. So, brother Zaid saying from beginning, being a professional athlete, he is a little bit humble about his athletics because he is world class taekwondo, black belt, seven dan. So, being a world class athlete,
he was also something with the Olympics?
Yes, he was Olympian and a national member of national team taekwondo, and in that time he was in Germany, so he was in German national team and also in Croatian. Hrvatskom sisto bio na Olimpijskom
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia, sorry, in that time was the whole seven countries of today, he was the national team of ex-Yugoslavia. So world-class taekwondo martial artist. So he said his body was in very good shape, and as an athlete, maybe he was even more inclined to think about spirituality and life, because he even read from his arts, which is taekwondo, which says foot, fist, and do, which says the way. So the
do would mean what?
Do would mean like way.
Way.
So he was trying to figure it out. What does it mean, the way? And he was reading the Eastern philosophies about taekwondo, and he was he figured it out that they're trying to connect the material and spiritual. So he said, okay, I figured it out. I have material. My body is in pretty good shape. You practice. You eat well. So your material body is in good shape, but then what about spirit? What about soul? So that was the first thing that inclined him towards God in the end, alhamdulillah. But in the beginning, he said he didn't know. Nothing in the beginning told him anything about God. He just had more and more questions when he was reading Eastern philosophy. He said that there must be something that feeds your soul like the food feeds your body. So that was the beginning of his wish and his basically dua to find this thing that will feed his soul. So that's the beginning.
That's interesting, because people of the way, the do, are people of the sunnah. If you know, the translation can be people of the way.
Yes.
So when you translate do, that can...
Yes, that's the same basically, just in Eastern religion. Yeah. It says do, in our way it's sunnah.
Wow.
I recimo, prava smisao recimo pronalaska onih odgovora na moje pitanja, iščitavajući tu literaturu, je bilo u stvari, se dogodila neke 88. godine. 85. na 86. sam služio vojsku, tada u Puli, bivše Jugoslovenske narodne armije, u Puli na Brionima, i upoznao sam jednog izvanrednog sportistu, karatistu, jednog Semira Šafru, koji je iz Stoca. Bili smo se družili 9 mjeseci skoro na Brionima, bili smo izvanredni prijatelji, trenirali zajedno. Međutim, nismo se tu dotakli nikakve vjere, nisu bili razgovori o vjeri. Ali mi je obećao, kaže, da će doći da me posjeti u Njemačku. I to se dogodilo za nekih 2,5-3 godine posle odsluženja vojnog roka, negdje 88. godine. On došao meni u posjetu u Njemačku i tamo je ostao malo duže vrijeme. I u tom vremenskom periodu smo se mi družili, razgovarali o mnogim stvarima. Kao mlade ljude, šta u tom vremenskom periodu interesuju, šta je to zajedničko i tako dalje. Bio je sasvim normalan, sasvim sa potrebama kao i mi što smo imali. Međutim, bili su neki detalji koji su me fascinirali na njemu, a to su u stvari bili, sada mi je jasno šta je to, to je bilo pridržavanje vjere koju on tada razumio i praktikovao. Recimo, događali su se neke, za mene tada vrlo neobične stvari. Recimo, sjedimo u društvu kao sada, sjelimo.
So basically, when this his way started turning towards Islam is when he returned from Germany to foreign Yugoslavia to serve his compulsory military service. So in that period, he met one Muslim, actually, and became very good friends with him, because this Muslim was with a similar background, also world-class karate martial artist. So he said while he was spending a lot of time with him and he got very close friend with him, he saw that he had some strange, he says, things for him that he observed. So actually Allah willed it that way, that this Muslim came to visit him in Germany after his invitation. 3 years after, he came to spend some time in Germany with him to hang out, and he ended up living with Brother Zaid for a few years. And this actually, Allah willed it that way, that he gave more time to Zaid to really see what is this strange things that he observed about his Muslim friend.
Tell us about some of the things that he observed from the Muslim friend of his.
Šta ste te stvari što se rekao da ste čudi oko toga, brata, šta je to da nam to opišeš?
Recimo, usijelimo, recimo, on ustaje i traži neki prostor i tako dalje, odlazi. Pa se vraća nakon nekih 10-15 minuta, tako učestalo. Kad nisam njegov pitao, je li ti Semire, ba, gdje hodaš, šta te, gdje non stop? Nije rekao, slaba bešika, pa moraš stalno na WC da hodaš, nije kaže. I on je tražio prostor i kod mene, kod kuće, vidio sam da obavam molitvu. Da, tada nisam imao nikakva saznanja kako ta molitva kod muslimana izgleda i tako dalje. Uglavnom vidio sam ga, nisam imao srđade, odakle srđade, ali neki deka i tako dalje smo uzeli, on obavljao namaz i tako dalje. Onda sam ga pitao, pa dobro, rekao, ti to moliš se, jel je? Kažu da, molim se, kako kod vas muslimana to funkcioniše? Pa kažu, ja imao 5 dnevnih molitvi, pa rekao, ti to svaki dan 5 puta? Kaže, da. Sada mi je čudno bilo, rekao, pa radiš li ti šta drugo, osim što se moliš Bogu, ba, po čitav dan, da. Tako da su to bile vrlo interesantne stvari, recimo, u jednom dijelu. U drugom dijelu, to je ponašanje njegovo koje je u praksi se jednostavno bilo, koje je na mene ostavio veliki utisak i tako dalje.
He said that first, while hanging out with this Muslim friend at the time, he observed some strange things, as we already said. What was strange about it that he said every once in a while they're hanging out, sitting, enjoying free time, he would just stand up and he would disappear for maybe 10-15 minutes. So that would continue to happen all the time. So, and he was always looking for a quiet room, just any place which would be quiet and clean, he would look for it. So obviously...
To go pray.
Yeah, obviously after a while Zaid asked him, what is the reason? Well, you have to go to the toilet, you have some problems with your urinary function. But no, he said, no, this is, as a Muslim, so we have this prayer. So he said that's the first time he actually heard about prayer. He didn't even know how it looks like. So he asked him, what is it, how does it work? So he explained to him that as a Muslims, we have 5 daily prayers, which we have to observe. So he asked him, okay, if you have to pray all the time, do you do anything else in your life, or you just pray? Can you get a job? Or so he was really curious about the prayer. So that was the first thing. And the second thing which Zaid, brother said, now started explaining to us, is that the second part of what was curious about this Muslim friend was his behavior. He said just about his conduct, his modesty, and his, that really like made him shy, basically. Like he's saying that he was really intrigued by his nice character and nice personality.
Now, with this Samir is his name, right? His Muslim friend, Samir. You would try to get him to go. You had like a big nightclub, right? You were on the party scene, and you were trying to invite him. What would happen then?
Kaže sad ono imao tog muslimana prijatelja, ono i kad se njega zvao da ide s tobom, ti selimo u diskoteku, imao se to. Kako je on reagovao na to, šta se tu dešavalo?
Recimo, ja sam završio ugostiteljstvo, radio sam kao šef ugostiteljstva u raznim klubovima, u raznim bistro klubovima i tako dalje. I na posljedku sam otvorio sopstvenu diskoteku u toj branši i tako dalje. Radili smo neka 3 mjeseca na osposobljavanju toga i on je radio, pripremao građevinske radove i tako dalje. A međutim, kad smo to otvorili, nikada mi nije za 2 godine ušao u taj objekat. Ponedjeljkom utorkom, to je bilo 110 km udaljeno od Študigata, ponedjeljkom i utorkom sam bio slobodan i odlazio sam redovno za Študigat nazad i Švarcalda. I tada smo se družili i tako dalje. Oni jedno vrijeme nisu imali posla, bili su njih trojica u stanu jednome, tako da sam malo hrane nosili i tako dalje. Bio sam nekako pozvan i obavezan da ih malo propratim logistički i tako dalje. Tu smo se onda družili, razgovarali mnogim stvarima, između ostalog o onom putu prijedno što sam rekao i tako dalje. Pa kad sam ga upitao koji je njegov put i gdje je on našao taj svoj put u svom sportu, u tom karateu, i onda je počeo da mi kaže da on crpi svoju snagu upravo iz vjere, i onda mi je objašnjavao šta je to izvor te vjere, da je to knjiga Kur'an, da je to sunet Božeg poslanika, da je to hadis i razne instrukture koje je čitao, i o tome smo onda razgovarali.
Brother said give us a little insight about his background. He said that he was working in hospitality for years, and he was because of his martial arts background and athletics, he was working as a manager of few different nightclubs and restaurants. So in the end he decided to open his own nightclub, and this Muslim friend, he actually helped him as a construction worker because he didn't have a job in Germany, so he would help him to set the place up. It took him 2-3 months. But he said as soon as he opened the nightclub, he couldn't get this Muslim friend ever to come to his nightclub. So this was also another strange thing for him. But this Muslim friend just explained to him that this is his ways, that he doesn't enter places like this. So he said for 2 years that he was running this nightclub, his Muslim friend never showed up at this place. And he said at the time he was seeing him a lot because he was helping this Muslim friend. He was a little bit struggling with his jobs and couldn't find a job that easy. So Brother Zaid was helping him, and in this time they were spending a lot of time together. And they were talking about their athletics and their sports, how they get all the motivation, all the power to work and to work hard, to be better, to excel at sports. So when he asked him what is his way, what is his though, he told him that his way is Islam, and that he gets all his motivation, spiritual power from Islam and from Quran and from Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was beginning of talking about Islam.
What finally had him realize that Islam was the truth and gave him the courage to accept it?
Šta je sada pita, šta je to bilo što je tebe konačno pokazalo da Islam taj put i da ti je dalo snage da ti to prihvatio da svoj put?
Pa bilo su tu jako puno detalja. Recimo 2 godine sam ja literaturu iščitavao, između ostalog i u filozofijsku, azijsku filozofiju, između ostalog vjerske knjige, između ostalog i prijevod Kur'ana i određene knjige Hadisa i tako dalje. U stalnom razgovoru sa njime on je to podobnije objašnjavao. Ono što mi nije bilo jasno iz samog iščitavanja, on je to objašnjavao. To mi se činilo sasvim logično. Sasvim logično. Recimo, pitanje što je mladi čovjek sebi postavlja kao pitanje, što je suština, zbog čega postojimo uopšte, šta je. Ako je materija, ako je hrana izvor za materiju, piće i hrana, šta je i gdje je izvor duše? Ako ona postoje, postoji. Jer čovjek sastavlja od te stvari. Čije je duša? I tako da, onda na kraju krajeva, kad su u pitanju još neki drugi principi, ako je polazna tačka da Bog postoji, ako postoji Bog, neko koji je stvorio sve ovo, znači živo i ono što se nalazi, onda naravno da se logički samo nameće ovaj i odgovor da je taj gospodar svjetova, gospodar, stvoritelj, određena načela postavio, principe i određena zakon.
At the beginning, Brother Zaid saying that he was reading a lot. It took him maybe 2 to 3 years to come to this point where he said that he finally entered Islam, alhamdulillah. So he said he started by reading Eastern philosophy, all kind of religious books. He also mentioned earlier when we spoke to him that he was reading Bible a lot, and he was reading Quran, translation of Quran, and some books of narrations about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the way he was reading, and then in the same time he would have discussions all the time with his Muslim friend, who would explain to him things that he didn't understand from reading the books. So he said in general he had questions like any young person would have, like, If God exists, why, what then God, if he created everything, created us, the universe, all material things, then he must want us to do something. So there was also one question he had to look into the directions from God, what to do in this life. And also he, earlier, I didn't translate, he mentioned also that he figured out that for our body and for material things, to nourish it, we need water, we need food, but then what do we need to nourish our soul? Who is the owner of the soul? How did it came to being? So these are the questions that he was reading about and that he was talking to his Muslim friend, and he said basically that Islam made sense. All the explanations that he got from this Muslim friend, they made sense and it was logical to him.
What was the response from the Croatian community, the Bosnian community, upon hearing that he accepted Islam?
Kaže kako su zajednice Bosanaca i Hrvata, kako su reagovali kad ste primili Islam, ili bilo tu onaj kakvi reakcija, jesli bilo tu?
Pa, vrlo interesantne stvari je tu bilo, recimo, kad sam se odlučio, kad sam svog prijatelja pitao gdje on to odlazi, nismo se viđali jedno vrijeme, gdje on to odlazi u večernim satima, on našao nekog šeha u nekom bosanskom džematu, ide na predavanje. A to je šehi Hamza Efendija Subašić koji je završio studije na Lazaru, Mufesir je, znači, Kur'ana. I on je našao u njemu inspiraciju i želio da sazna više o tom. Ja sam ga zamolio, pa hajde kad ti ideš, idem i ja, mogu da ja slušam te fine stvari. I tako je bilo jedno vremenski period, sve dok trenutka kada sam rekao, kad sam vidio namaz muslimana u džami, prvi puta sam ga registrovao u onakvom smislu da sam bio prisutan na nekoliko metara, da sam baš čitao vrijeme, bilo mi je vrlo mi je bilo upečatljivo to. Onda sam ga rekao, imam nekako osjećaj, želju da i ja stanem sa vama, imam kakav problem. E tada mi je on odgovorio, da bi to uradio, postoje određeni šarti, uslovi koje trebaš ispuniti. Pa sam rekao, šta je to? Pa kaže, trebaš se okupati, jel tako? Trebaš izgovoriti šehadet, očitovati da je Allah gospodar, da je poslanik moj glasa. I tako neke detalje, poruku. Ja ga čekam sada dalje, kaže, to je sve. Poruku, ko to sve, hajmo odmah da uradimo.
To su bili tu bosanci u tom džematu?
To su bile stvari, uslov. Efendi je organizirao, recimo, u džematu. Ja sam prvi puta došao u džemat da izgovorim šehadet. I ime tada je bilo već određeno, sam ime izabrao i tako da je izgovorio. I prvi puta je tada bio, sam stao na namaz u džematu. To je početak u stvari bio.
So, brothers, they actually was telling us about actual conversion and it all happened in the one of the masjids in Germany, which was by Bosnian people, organized by Bosnian people. So he was obviously well accepted by Bosnian community there, and he would go there many times before he accepted Islam with his friend, because he said he noticed that his friend would be going to some place that he didn't know at night time. So he would ask, where are you going? And his Muslim friend told him that there is one learned Muslim imam, scholar, that would explain Quran to them and that would answer their questions about the religion. So he asked him, can he go with him? So obviously he was welcome, and then when he entered this prayer hall, he would see the people praying first time in his life, and he said this was very, very interesting and very curious for him. So he asked them, can I do it with you? Can I pray with you? So they said, you cannot pray like this. There are some things that you must do first before you can pray with us. There are some conditions. So he said, okay, what are the conditions? And then they told him, you have to bathe yourself, you have to say kalima, shahada, so you have to testify basically there's only one God and none but Allah, and then you have to that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger and his slave. So he was listening to these terms, and then he said, I was waiting for him to tell me something more, what I have to do, and then he said, that's it. So I said, okay, I'm ready, this is nothing big. He was expecting some, that they will ask him to do some complicated things so he can be part of community. So that was basically how he got to the point where he took shahada and prayed for the first time and experienced this amazing thing.
So he's a Muslim now, officially?
Yes.
And what happens next?
Šta se dalje, kaže, dešava, sad službeno muslimom.
Pa recimo ono što se prvo desilo, problem u svojoj porodici. Pošto sam ja bio oženjen tada, ja sam se s 18 godina oženio. Bio sam već u braku, skoro 5 godina sam bio u braku, tada kad sam, šesta godina, sedma godina u stvari bila, 90. godine, kad sam izgovorio šehade. I onda su nastali problemi, ovako su svi doznali, čak i moji roditelji, i moja porodica, i od žene porodica, svi su doznali recimo taj aspekt da sam ja promijenio vjeru, da odlazim u džamiju, da se družim sa muslimanima, da obavljam namaz kao muslimani obavljaju. I onda su moji prijatelji u Študgartu, tako da lijepa kroz sport sam bio dosta poznat, kroz to ugostiteljstvo sam se iz kulturnog, sportskog, obrazovnog, obični ljudi su me poznavali. I tako da je bilo vrlo teško u tom vremenskom periodu, tek su onda počele iskušenja za mene. izgovarajući šehadet, ali samo činjenica da i onaj ajet iz Korana koji u slobodnom prijevodu glasi, pa zar mislite da ćete biti ostavljeni na miru ako kažete samo mi vjerujemo, i oni prije vas su bili većeg imana, iskušavani većom porodicom, pa su bili iskušavani i tako dalje. Tako da mi je to bila neka olakšica, da kroz to moram proći. Uglavnom, velike iskušenja su počeli. Kasnije došlo je to do rastave toga braka, kada se više nije moglo, kad mi je rečeno ultimativno, ili se vrati, budi Željko, i za ono kog sam se ja udala, nisam udala za muslimana, ni zeda, ili kaže mi moramo taj brak da... Iz toga braka se jedna čerkica rodila 85. godine kad sam na vojsku otišao, tako da ostala čerkica u tom braku, i to je bio razlog, recimo, rastave toga. Zatim su uslijedili jako druga iskušenja. A jedan, možda jedan onako smiješan događaj bio kada su me izabrali za predsjednika Muslimanskog omladinskog saveza za regiju područje Baden-Württemberga. Onda su džematlije, recimo Bosanci, čuo sam, rekao, počećete, kaže, onoga Željka, vi niste normalni, Željka za muslimana predsjednika Muslimanskog omladinskog saveza, i tako da je, tako da su još i pored ovih, rekao, svojih nekako porodičnih problema, svoje porodice, još u tom džematu sam osjetio da postoji, recimo, kod Bošnjaka ova neka verzija, jel da, bio ono, vazdan će ostati takav, i tako da je ta percepcija malo, ali eto, Allah je dao ta iskušenja i kroz to se prolazilo.
Brother Zaid said after he said the kalima, he became Muslim, that's when the temptations and problems started for him. So he said from the get-go it was tough for him. He was married already for about 6 years in that time, and he had one small baby daughter. So he said it was very, very tough for him, and the word came to his wife and to his parents that he now changed the religion, that he's now going to pray with Muslims. So he said it was very, very tough time for him, and he said he kept reminding himself about the ayah from Quran, which he paraphrased basically, that in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, do you think that you will say that you will believe and that you will be left alone, that you're not going to be tested? So that's the ayah from Quran that give him power to fight through all this tough period. And he said he ended up divorcing his wife because of these differences. She couldn't accept him being a Muslim and basically told him, you have to come back to being a Christian and being the same guy from before, we have to divorce. So basically he divorced his marriage. And other interesting thing, he also, after a short period of time, he was chosen to be like a group leader of young Muslims in that part of Germany, one huge area in Germany. So he said in that time when they chose him as a, basically as a president of this Muslim youth, Muslim community, he said that some Muslims, which were Bosnians by nationality, they were complaining, well, how can you take a Croatian guy and put him as our leader? So this is one clue which gave him also understanding that there are also some Muslims who took Islam as their property, as their national pride, not as something that is for all the people. So this is a problem that he faced on the Muslim side also. So those were kind of temptations he had.
He was also blessed to do Hajj, is that correct?
Jesam, i to je bio jedno 1994. godine, u stvari sam bio izabran ispred policije u Bosni i Hercegovini kao nagradno. Izabrali me da idem na hač. Međutim, ratne okolnosti, nisam se mogao proći, konvoje nisu išli i tako dalje, nisam otišao. 95. 6. 7. ispred svoje jedinice i još narednih nekoliko godina plaćam, sve plaćamo hač, idi. Međutim, Allah nije otvorio put. 98. godine nisam imao toliko nekako baš pritisak na taj hađ, ali želio sam žarko 93. 4. 5. 6. 7. I svi tih godina imao sve uslove, sve plaćeno bilo, ali eto, put nije bio otvoren. 98. nisam, kad 99. sam dobio isto tako poziv, tri puta dobijem poziv. Moja supruga je bila sa drugim djetetom u trudnoći i to veliko je, pošto smo izgubili jednu bebu u šestom mjesecu, drugu bebu, imala je vrlo rizičnu trudnoću i bila je na vrlo intenzivnoj njegi i morao sam non stop kod doktora da pratimo i tako dalje. Međutim, dođe jedan poziv, ima jedno mjesto za hadž, ja kažem ne mogu ići, eto, uslovi su tako. Dođe drugi poziv, još bolji, ne mogu, rekao, mjesec dana mi je dugo da ostavim ženu, a uzimajući obzir da sam imao veći problem taj prijatelj. I treći puta u istom tom nekoliko dana razmaka dođe poziv, kao navodno gosti kralja Fahda, ispred sporta si ti odabran, koliko se ostaje, 15 dana, ide se avionom, tako znači smanjen u odnosu na ovo. I onda moja supruga rekla, što god da se dogodilo, Allahom je rukama, ovo je treći poziv u toj istoj godini, a prijetunih više godina nisi, a želio si, kaže, moraš da ideš, to je poziv. I tako sam ja otišao i tako je došlo do toga.
Brothers, they tell us that even during the war time, because when he became Muslim, he came to fight in a war in Bosnia here. And during the war time, he was chosen as a representative of war police to go for like a gift to Hajj. But he said, and he was very burning from desire to go there. But the war situation and all the pathways were closed in that time. So in 93, 94, 95, he was unable to exit the Bosnia to go to Hajj. And he said everything was set. He had all the reservations made up, everything. He got everything as a gift, but he said Allah didn't will him to go. So he remained here, and then after the war in 96, 97, 98, he was wishing to go, but there was no situation that would bring him there. So basically in 99, he said that he had special situation with his wife, because his wife now, as a Muslim, he got married with a Muslim sister, basically, and then he had one child with her, and the second child they lost during the pregnancy. They had some complications. So there was the third child coming, and the pregnancy was very, very sensitive. So he said he would have to take special care about his wife, take her to the doctors, and in this period, in that all this pregnancy problems, he said he got first invitation to go to Hajj in 1999. So he said, I cannot go, 1 month is too much, I cannot leave my wife in this time. So the second invitation comes for him, and he said again, I cannot go. And then he said, third time somebody calls him and they said, okay, we have invitation for you to come as a guest of the king of Saudi Arabia, and you will be staying only 15 days, and you're going to fly with a plane. So he said his wife also, after this third invitation he got, and the period now of staying at Hajj is shortest possible, 15 days, he said his wife told him, okay, now you cannot deny this, refused. So basically this was when it was destined for him to go to Hajj.
We're almost out of time. Just a couple more questions. What advice would he give for people who are struggling with the nationalism? They're searching for purpose, but now they find it in Islam, but they're Croatian or maybe Serbian, and there's that nationalistic pride there that might be getting in the way.
Kaže, sad za kraj, još da te pita onaj, kakav bi ti, kaže, dao savjet sada, kaže, možda ima ljudi koji su radi nacije, radi promjene te nacionalizma i tog pritiska, ne mogu da primi Islam, kaže, možda ima Isra Hrvata ili Srba koji su ubjeđen da Islam istina, ali imaju tu prepreku nacionalizma. Koji bi ti tu savjet dao i kako ti na to gledaš?
Upućen je onoga, onaj koga Allah uputi. I onoga koga Allah uputi neće ostaviti na miru. Tek onda predstoje borba na temelju onog ajeta u prijevodu kojeg sam malo prije izgovorio, da misli da ćete biti ostavljeni na miru. Da li će to trajati godina, dvije, tri, pet, Allah najbolje zna. Allah želi da iskuša svoje robove, da li je to bilo samo verbalno, da li je to bilo samo na jeziku. Ako djelo ne potvrdi, također onda je to nepotpun iman. Poslije toga, ja pretpostavljam, najvjerojatnije je tako da će Allah svoju blagodat prosud, Na kraju krajeva, dženet nije jeftin, pa onaj koga želi, a to je vječni, taj život gdje ima svega onoga što čovjek u biti traži na dunjaluku, vrijedno je. Vrijedno je, zaista je vrijedno, ja vjerujem u to čvrsto. Iskušenja dolaze, iskušenja prolaze, nakon kišnog dana pojavi se i sunce, svako ponaosob treba za sebe da razmisli, da se opredijeli.
Brother Zaid says that first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one God, he guides who he wills. So whenever somebody is guided and he has the belief in his heart and on his tongue he says it, it must follow with the action. Basically, it's not full iman, full belief without the actions. And he say what he already previously mentioned, that everybody will be tested, and God made it this way that he will test everybody and he will test the believers. So we must be prepared to suffer these tribulations. But he said we must always remind ourselves that the price for belief and for being firm and maintaining the Islam is Jannah, is heavens. So what is there in heaven is all the things that we're wishing for and we cannot imagine, and they will last forever. So he said the God set the price high for this life that we're living, and we must be ready to go through tribulations. And he said even maybe this period can last few months, 1 year, 2 years, 2 years, 3 years of tribulations, but he says I believe that in the end God will open his bounty and he will reward his believers.
How does he respond when the common cliches are mentioned about connecting Islam with terrorism and oppression of women, these kind of things?
Pa pita sad ovo što sam spominjao razgovor, kako ti onaj reaguješ na te neke optužbe muslimana o terorizmu, opresiji žena i...
O?
Da isto tačimo žene, da ne bi prava žena u muslimanu.
Kada neko želi nekoga o nekom neistinu da priča, onda on može naći na razne načine pričati neistinu. Međutim, Islam je operisan od svih tih anomalija o kojima oni govore. Znači, operisan. Islam je savršen i tu nema dvojbe. Međutim, muslimani, ljudi koji teže Islamu, kod njih se nađe određene greške. Međutim, ako neko ubije jednoga nedužnoga, kao da je pobijao sve ljude svijeta. Ne kaže se muslimana koje. Nego ako nedužnog čovjeka, koliko se danas dešava recimo tih ubistava nedužnih ljudi, a on se ili oni se zaklanjaju iza Islama, oni nemaju nikakve veze sa Islamom. Oni su pogriješili put, poruka da se što prije vrate tamo gdje su putevi razišli, izgubili i da nastave pravim putem. Islam je savršen, ljudi nisu.
I'll start from the end. He says that Islam is perfect and the humans are not perfect. So, which is basically the essence of his message. He says that Islam as a religion is pure of all these accusations, and anybody who is just to himself, he can find these answers. But they are people, he said, who are practicing Islam, but they have wrong conceptions about Islam, and then sometimes we would find these people who would say for themselves that they are like Muslims, but he says they lost their path long time ago in Islam, and he's also inviting them to come back to Islam. So basically anybody who wants to be sincere and see Islam, he can see that Islam is pure of all these accusations.
As a Muslim, what does he believe about Jesus now?
Mm-hmm. A kao musliman, kako je tvoje sad uvjerenje o Isa, ali i salamu o Isusu?
Prvo, moje uvjerenje je ono što kaže Koran o Isa, ali i salamu, on podrobno govori. Mislim da je to bilo jedna od važnih, kad sam slušao, recimo, prije nego što sam postao, izgovorio šehadet, vratio se islamu i tako dalje, mislim da je to bio jedan također onaj, kako se kaže, šlag na ono sve ostalo, a to je ono što je zapisano u Koranu, a veže se za Isa alejhi selam. To je najhumanije, najnešto ljepše što sam mogao pročitati i čuti. Takve detalje ni u Bibliji, recimo, prijateljnoj kršćanskoj knjizi, odnosno, nisam pročitao takve lijepe stvari o Isa alejhiselamu na način na koji to govori se u Koranu, u Suri Merijem i tako da. O Isi alejhiselamu.
It's also his now belief about Jesus, about Isa alejhiselam is what Quran says about him, that he is one of the prophets of God. But previously, he's also saying during his conversion to Islam, that was one of the main points that he was reading, and most beautiful things that he read in Islam is descriptions of Jesus, of Isa al-Islam. So he's saying that reading Bible and reading Quran, he said something most humane, most beautiful things that could be said about Prophet Jesus were said in the Quran.
Thank you very much, Zaid. Wonderful story. Inshallah, this could be a benefit to everyone that watches.
Kaže hvala velika na svemu i nadam se da će ovo biti velike koristi svima koji će.